Crowe.
Hello, I am Amos Meyer of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. We're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. In which county do you currently reside?
Hidalgo County.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employing the news media, a market research firm, an electoral official, or actively involved in political campaigns?
No.
Thank you. What is your gender?
Female.
Thank you. Thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often?
Democratic Party.
Thank you. On a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for President and Congress.
10.
Thank you. On most issues, do you consider yourself to be, number 1, very liberal, number 2, somewhat liberal, number 3, moderate, number 4, somewhat conservative, number 5, very conservative, or you are unsure?
Very conservative.
Okay. Now I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. Here's the first name. Texas Governor Greg Abbott?
No.
No opinion?
No, I will not vote for him.
Oh, so you will say like strong negative or somewhat negative?
Negative.
Okay. Next one, Republican candidate for state senate, Adam Hinojosa?
Negative.
Strong negative or somewhat negative?
Some negative.
Some negative, okay. Next one, Vice President Kamala Harris?
Strong positive.
Okay. The next one, the Republican Party?
Strong negative.
Okay. Next one, former President Donald Trump?
Oh, strong negative.
Okay. The next one, the Democratic Party?
Positive, strong positive.
Thank you. The next one, State Senator Morgan LaMantia?
Negative.
But will that be strong negative or somewhat negative?
Somewhat negative.
Okay. The next one, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick?
Strong negative.
Thank you. If the election for President of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates will you vote? Democrats Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, Republicans Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, or you're undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. If the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates will you vote? Number 1, Colleen Allred, Democrat. Number 2, Ted Brown, Libertarian. Number 3, Ted Cruz, Republican. Or
the Democrat.
For which one of the following candidates will you vote in the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Number 1, Morgan LaMantia, Democrat. Number 2, Robin Vargas, Green Party. Number 3, Adam Hinojosa, Republican. Or undecided?
Undecided.
Do you think Morgan LaMantia has done her job as Texas senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
Undecided.
Okay. Now I would like to read you some information from the public record and news reports about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here is the first statement. Mm-hmm. Morgan LaMantia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry. First option, much more likely. 2, somewhat more likely, 3, somewhat less likely, much or much less likely?
Less unlikely.
Somewhat less likely or much
yes.
less likely?
Less.
Okay. So, next statement, Adam Hinojosa trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and supports maintaining local police budgets.
That one, I'm in the middle.
Okay.
Yep.
To prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Hinojosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend college.
Okay.
Would you say much more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. Next one, Morgan Lamantia voted against ending so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others.
Less unlikely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia supports state funding for children transitioning and gender mutilation surgeries?
Less unlikely.
Okay. That would be much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat.
Next one, Morgan Lamantia doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedoms away from Texans.
Likely.
Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. The next one, Morgan Lamantia opposed school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to the school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school.
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat.
Next one, Morgan Lamantia voted to allow local prosecutors to pick and choose which laws they enforce and not require them to enforce all the laws on the books.
Less unlikely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Less unlikely.
Yes, somewhat less or much less?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Adam Hinojosa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs that prey upon our communities.
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat
much
more?
Much more.
Okay.
Much more.
Thank you. Next one, Adam Hinojosa has multiple businesses that have been sued on numerous occasions, and many of the cases were decided against Hinojosa and his companies.
Less unlikely?
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Okay. Next one, Morgan Lamantia is working against jobs in our area by supporting overreaching federal regulations on oil and gas productions in Texas.
Less unlikely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Somewhat less.
Thank you. I'm going as fast as I can, okay, to not take too much of your time. We're almost done, okay?
Okay.
The next one, Morgan Lamantia supported allowing local governments to mandate vaccines and to require people to wear masks.
Highly likely.
Much more likely, right? Or
much
somewhat
more likely.
Much more likely. Next one, Morgan Lamantia is in favor of pornography in school libraries and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning, queer advocacy group.
Unlikely. Most unlikely.
Next one, Morgan Lamantia is currently campaigning against windstorm insurance rate increases, but when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session.
Most unlikely.
Okay. Next one, Morgan Lamantia opposed making voter fraud to a felony level crime.
Most unlikely.
Much less likely, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Next one, Adam Hinojosa supports securing our border to protect our families.
Most unlikely.
Much less likely, okay. Next one, Adam Hinojosa has tax lands filed against his businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
Less than likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Less than likely.
Okay. Next one, Adam Hinojosa believes we must protect innocent life and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies, and that's why he will provide better, more affordable health care for mothers and children.
Likely
or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat likely.
Okay. The next one, Morgan Lamantia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business, creating a clear conflict of interest.
Somewhat. Likely.
Somewhat more likely, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. The next one, Morgan Lamantia authored a bill to allow Planned Parenthood and other established abortion support groups to receive state and federal taxpayer dollars.
Highly likely.
Much more likely, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Next one, Adam Hinojosa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates small businesses working hard to grow and revitalize Corpus Christi.
High likely.
Much more likely. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next one, Adam Hinojosa knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this here is her chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values.
High likely.
Much more likely. Okay. Next one. Adam Hinojosa will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda like critical race theory and gender modification and bring sanity back to our policies.
High likely.
Okay, much more. The next one, Adam Hinojosa will pass a bill to cut property taxes.
Oh, most high likely.
Much less likely, correct?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, thank you. We're 80% done. Okay, we're almost done. So, having heard more about them, for which one of the following candidates would you vote for state senate? Number one, Morgan Lamantia, Democrat. Number two, Robin Vargas, Green Party. Number three, Adam Hinojosa, Republican.
Undecided.
Undecided, okay. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have representative sample of voters. In what year were you born?
54.
1954, okay. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other
Hispanic.
Central or?
Hispanic.
Okay. And is your race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Hispanic.
Okay. Do you prefer to get most of your political news and information from local TV news, from the newspaper, from blogs and emails, from social media such as Facebook or X, from news sites on the internet, from cable news networks?
From cable news network.
Okay. And which of these is your next most preferred source? Number one, from local TV news, from the newspaper, from blogs and emails, social media such as Facebook or X, from news sites on the internet?
Internet.
Okay. Thinking about the television programming you watch most often, do you watch more English language television or more Spanish
English.
Language?
Okay. English.
Which comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch most often, streaming over the internet without commercials, satellite dish, or DirecTV?
Streaming.
Streaming, okay. And which of these, if any, do you use next most often? Satellite dish or direct TV, through an antenna, local cable system, commercial support streaming services such as
local Hulu? Local cable.
Do you have, number one, an Instagram account?
A what?
An Instagram account?
No.
Okay. A Facebook account?
Yes.
A YouTube account?
Yes.
An X account?
No.
Okay. We're 97% done. Okay. So which one of the following statements most closely describe your own position on the issue of abortion? Number one, abortion should be legal for any reason at any time during a woman's pregnancy. Number two, abortion should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. Number three,
number
abortion...
The first one.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Okay. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time.
Yeah.
So you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.